Hey, it's Grey Cup time in Canada, and you always think about the past events like the Ice Bowl in 1977. The Owls destroyed the Eskimos in part because they had staples in their shoes. Marv Levy, as the coach on the sidelines, did you use the staples too?
Michael, I had no idea that had taken place. It was one of the worst days weather-wise I could ever remember. There was also a transit strike, a tremendous snowstorm. Fans had to walk to the stadium, but it was filled because the Alouettes were in the Grey Cup game, and the game was in Montreal. But I found out well after the game that one of our players, Tony Proudfoot, had approached one of the maintenance people there after the warm-up before the game. The players were slipping around, and they put staples in their shoes. I didn't learn about it until, I'm not even sure, 2 or 3 days later, or whenever the story finally broke.
Great.
I promise you.
Great to talk to Marv Levy, 87 years old and still with the energy, I think, to coach to this day. But let's take it down to a different area now. I'm interested in your opinion on the tragedy in Kansas City. It has brought the issue of guns and players having guns to light. Did you ever speak to your players about guns, Marv?
Well, I never did speak to them about it. We never had a problem with it. I don't think any of our players ever had them there. But I'm going to antagonize a lot of people right now because I think there ought to be a 28th Amendment. We don't need guns. The homicide rate in this country is beyond belief compared to other countries where guns are not allowed by virtue. The amendment applied in 1776. Yes, the Second Amendment. It applied. But what are guns doing? They're killing, killing, killing. Less than 0.1% of gun deaths happen when somebody is defending themselves.
Wow, and you say that you're going to anger a lot of people, and in your country, you would. The NRA has gone after Bob Costas. Some have even said that he should be fired for saying those things. But in Canada, where I think we have a different opinion about gun control, at least some of us do, and I would agree with you 100%, but Bob Costas is taking a lot of heat. I gather you respect the fact that he came out and said what he said.
I 100% support what Bob Costas said. If I've angered the NRA, I don't care. They've angered me plenty.
Marv, did you get the opportunity to counsel players, you know, beyond how they would play on the field? Because we know the Chiefs were offering and conducting some counseling with Javon Belcher and his girlfriend. Did you do that kind of thing?
Yes, indeed we did. We emphasized very strongly, Michael, the importance of conduct off the field as well as on the field and preparing for games. We only had two rules with our team. Be on time, be a good citizen. We periodically had people come in and address our players at specific team meetings, qualified people, for about the importance of off-the-field contact, of being a good citizen, and what that entailed.
Marv, you're here on behalf of Roto Experts and Fantasy Cares. First, tell us where the money is going, something that obviously is so dear to your heart.
Well, Roto Experts certainly promote a fantasy football activity, which is becoming ever more popular. They tell me that 35 million people are now involved in fantasy football. And they have a program set up right now where the people who are participating, the points they score are converted to dollars, and those dollars then go to the Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund. What is that? The Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund is a fund which is looking out for players from many years ago who are now destitute, players who were played the tiniest fraction of what today's players are getting, but help make the game what it is today. Players in dire need of physical needs, of aid in many ways. And the Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund has been just so outstanding in addressing those needs. One of the most active members of that group, of course, right here in my hometown of Chicago,
right,
has been Mike Ditka, the former Bears coach.
Right. Marv, thanks for saying that. At this time, with we knowing more about concussions, it's so very important. I'd love to come back and talk to you more about that. People should go to Roto Football, to Roto Experts, to play the fantasy pool. And it's rotoexperts.com/fantasycares. And also pick up Marv Levy's book, Where Else Would I Rather Be? Thanks for doing this, Marv.
Thank you. My pleasure, Michael.
I wanted to ask you about being in the Jewish Sports Hall of Fame. I wanted to play fantasy football with Jewish Sports Hall of Fame members. Who would be your first draft choice? Tell me, I'm going to take Sid Luckman. Who are you going to take?
There you go. I'm with you. I knew Sid very well, by the way. When I was in college, Michael, I was a counselor at a boys' camp, and then the first few years I coached, I'd go up there in the summer and was the athletic director up in Wisconsin.
Right.
A camper in my cabin was Bobby Luckman, Sid's son.
Well, you know what? I really do want to talk to you again on the issue of concussions because you're obviously a mature voice, but also so well-read, and I respect your opinion. Thanks. Really nice to chat with you, Marv.
Okay, Michael.